This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I'm joined by my trusted co-hosts and my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
And a wonderful producer, Tom Turbrock. Welcome, Tom.
Good afternoon, you two. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. And want to bring you right in the studio. We have our frequent guest, our expert contributor, Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
You too. It's Stephen. We've been having a lot of questions from listeners about debt collection practices. And, you know, we had to get our legal consultant in here because some of these, you know, are ones that, you know, I don't know that I knew the legalities among, you know, certain things.
Well, and there's so much credit card debt from all those Christmas presents everybody
bought. Right.
The calls are coming now, right?
Stop calling
me.
Right. Repossess that Tonka truck.
Right. That's right. No, it is a big issue. And not only just the collection agencies, but now we're getting a lot of calls about the robo-dialers and auto-dialers, where you answer your phone and it's an answering machine on the other side, on the other line, essentially.
Right.
That's another issue, too.
All right. So let's go ahead and clarify while we're talking about that. So robo-dialer, so they... It's just a machine that's sitting there calling all the phone numbers because they can reach more numbers. And what are the rules around that?
So there's two situations. The first one is where you're called by an actual robot and there's an automated message on the other side. It could be about a collection. It could be about just a message, even a political message. Mm-hmm. Now, the other kind of auto dialer is where there is actually a human on the other line, but they're using an auto dialer software program.
Right.
So both of those things are prohibited, and there are certain situations where they have to give you notice and get your consent beforehand to use that medium to call you.
Oh, that never happens.
So I had no idea that was prohibited. So because if there's a human on there, it's calling a bunch of numbers at once and then just grabs the first available person that's going to jump on there, the first available collector, I would assume, in that case. So that is prohibited for them to even use it.
If they're using the auto dialer software, correct. If there's an actual human on the other line pushing the buttons and choosing the phone number to dial, no, that falls into a different category. So if you're called by an auto dialer, the first thing that needs to come across is they need to give you an option to opt out immediately. So the first thing you should hear is, if you'd like to opt out of this phone call, press 1. And that needs to be the very first thing that comes across when you get that phone call. If it doesn't, then you potentially have a claim. And the damages for that are either, well, not either, they're $500 to $1,500 per call. So $500 to $1,500 per call in damages.
And who gets the money?
You do.
Really?
Yeah, you do. So watch your caller ID when those calls come across, and if they don't abide by the law and the regulations, you can hire an attorney, and we'll go get
you go after
money.
Them.
Correct.
I could be retired.
No
Tom,
kidding.
Tom, you've been robo-dialed a few times, haven't you?
Lord, yes.
Stop calling.
Right, please.
All right. So when we think about the different types of debts out there. The Federal Trade Commission is the governing body for that, right?
That's correct.
They make the rules. And what types of debts are covered by the ones that they govern?
So the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act governs collection agencies, third-party debt collectors, even attorneys making phone calls and writing correspondence to collect a debt on behalf of a creditor. So an example would be credit cards. You default on your credit card, they turn that over to a collection agency. And the collections agency and what the collection agency does from that point on to collect the debt is governed by the act.
Okay, so they're the ones that are going to tell. So let me give you an example. If you know somebody, you borrow money from a friend, and now that you owe that friend money, and they're trying to call and collect.
No, and that's a good distinction. So here's where that falls into. If let's say for instance you go to a doctor and you get treatment, and the doctor's office starts calling you for their money. Mm-hmm. That's not governed by the act. Only collection agencies and third party collectors. So okay. If you owe me money, I can call you. I'm not governed by that act. Okay, but if I hire somebody to get the money for me,
could you robo call me?
You'd be in trouble. I'd have to tell you. I'd have to let you opt out, right? But no, it's the collection agencies. There are collection agencies that are bound by that act and have to abide by those regulations.
So I actually have a question. I had identity theft. It's been a long time ago. It's probably about 10 years ago. But at the time, this collection agent kept calling me and calling me, harassing at work. And it took me a while to figure out, I've never lived in Florida. I visit frequently, but I've never lived there. And so at that time, he just kept calling, and he was relentless, man. It was horrible. Made my life miserable for a long time. And I finally got it straightened out. But what would have been my course of action at that time?
Let's walk through that. So what you want to do is, the very first time a collection agency calls you on the phone, they have 5 days from that first contact to mail you written correspondence to tell you what the debt is for, how much it's for, and the original creditor. Okay? And within that 5 days, you'll get written notice. If you don't, that's a regulation violation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within 30 days, you want to write to that collection agency via certified mail, return receipt, so you have proof of it. And you want to ask them, or you want to contest the debt.
Correct.
So in that situation, Tim, you would have wanted to write them within 30 days and explain that you don't recognize that debt and you're contesting it.
Right.
At that point in time, they have to cease calling you, writing you. It's over. Okay, until that debt is proved up.
Okay.
All right.
And they can't report to the credit bureaus for that first 30 days.
That
right.
That is correct. Okay, so they have to prove up that debt. Now, one caveat to that is, if the debt is legitimate, don't just think trying to contest the debt is going to make it go away. They can't sue you still.
Right.
But it will make the calls go away and the harassing things go away. Now, that being said, another issue is, you mentioned the call at work thing.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that are prohibited. If you write the collection agency and say, you are prohibited from calling me at work because it's interfering with my work, and they don't tolerate that, and I could be fired, if they call you at work again, guess what? That's $1,000, up to $1,000 per fine.
Man, I could have had a vacation in Florida.
Okay, so here's what I don't like about that, though. So you have these, you're getting these harassing phone calls, and you're getting a bunch of them. And I want to only take the action to just say, hey, leave me alone, buddy. Stop calling me. I don't want to have to actually write up
document
a letter.
Everything.
Yeah, spend my time writing a letter and send it to them. It has to be in writing?
It sure does.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The logic of it is, most verbal contracts, so to speak, are not enforceable because it's hard to verify, you know, verbal contracts. It's got to be in writing. I think that kind of protects us all.
Because they don't have to record their calls.
Well, they don't. They do have to. Though, if they do, they have to notify you over the phone, right? Okay.
Right.
But as far as the written correspondence, Doug, that's required. And it really only has to be 3 or 4 sentences.
Now, in Missouri, they don't have to notify you, do they, that they're recording?
I don't know about that. You know, I'm not sure. As far as a telephone, as long as one party generally knows they're recording the conversation, that's okay. But there are certain rules with regard to collection agencies.
Ah, okay.
So you may want to check state by state. That's regulated by state, okay?
Okay.
So let me tell you about a collection scam that I almost fell into within the last year, actually. I was using a credit monitoring service that would alert me anytime something popped up on my credit. All of a sudden, something pops up. I get the alert. And, of course, I get it in the evening, which is bad because then I can't do anything about it until the next day. So I find this company, call them, and it's a collection agency saying I owed for a medical bill. And it was they were using an address for me that I hadn't lived at in 20 years. It was an address in college, actually up at UMSL. And you could not tell me who the original doctor was. And, you know, I wasn't going to pay them until they gave me that information.
Doug, they have to do that. They have to tell you that on the phone.
Right.
So if they call you, they got to tell you, I'm calling on behalf of so-and-so for a debt. This is an attempt to collect a debt. And all these are things they have to say before they even start talking to you to try to collect it.
Right. This guy didn't have any information on it.
Yeah. I want to tell you that collection agencies make a percentage of what they collect, right? And so they have an interest in using whatever tactics they can to collect debts, even stale debts. And I have a story, too, where I had a collection agency try to reach out to me after I became an attorney and collect like a $150 cell phone bill when Southwestern Bell had a cell phone on me. Like, who knows when that was. Maybe I was 18 years old. I don't even know. It was a long time ago. So collection agencies go up and they buy up a lot of these debts, right? And they use, you know, their leverage to try to go collect on them, even if they're not legitimate debts.
Wow.
And so that's why this act protects us all.
Well, the other thing you see there is that somebody will work for a collection agency and they'll download their database, and then when they leave the company, then they'll take that database of old stale debts and sit there and call it themselves and keep whatever they can collect.
Yeah, and I want to
collection scam.
And I want to make it clear that, you know, they can't misrepresent themselves, so they can't say they're going to, you know, they're not. They can't tell you on the phone they're going to file legal action if they're not a lawyer. Collection agencies sometimes will tell you that. They'll say, we're going to file a lawsuit to collect this debt unless you pay us. Well, they can't say that, right? Because they're not lawyers, so they can't misrepresent themselves. And I mean, there's several things they can't do, but that's one of them.
What's their limit when it comes to who they can talk to about your debt? So they call your house and they talk to your wife, or they may call and talk to an ex-wife.
Sometimes they call and talk to your employer, and that's a violation. They can't do that.
Okay.
They've got to talk to you.
Well, because even like if they call the employer and they say like who it is and where they're from, that in itself is damaging.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. They need to be as private as possible because it's a privacy thing as well. Mm-hmm. So they have to talk to you and tell you about the debt. They can't be trying. And sometimes what they'll do is they'll call relatives to find out where you are. And they'll talk to them about the debt, which they cannot do. That's a violation as well.
And what are some of the practices that are off limits for debt collectors? I mean,
So they can't call before 8 a.m. generally or after 9 p.m. Okay? They can't try to collect a debt with a postcard. They got to send it in an actual letter. The outside of the letter, the outside of the actual envelopes, cannot say this is an attempt to collect a debt. There's actual very strict things they have to put in the letter itself. Okay? And a lot of times they don't put things in the correspondence itself. They'll leave things out. Or they'll misrepresent themselves and say, we're a law firm. Or they may say, here's another thing to do sometimes, Doug, is they'll say, we are willing to settle your debt for 30% of the balance, when in fact, the company they're working for has authorized them to settle it for 50% of the balance. They'll misrepresent themselves to collect more money so they can make more commission on it.
Got it.
So there's lots of things these people do.
Yeah.
And they're like fly-by-night companies, a lot of them are. You know, you don't need to be highly educated to be a debt collector.
Mm-hmm.
You can just start making phone calls and threatening people, and that's what they do. And they'll use racial slurs, which they can't do. There's lots of things they're forbidden from doing.
Yeah, very, very interesting. That's it's a slippery slope those debt collectors go down. And I totally get they have a job to do, but they definitely will use all kinds of psychological tactics to try to get money out of people.
It's a shakedown.
Right. Basically a shakedown.
Yep.
It's the bookie looking for their money.
Yep.
All right, Stephen, good stuff, man. I definitely appreciate you coming in. And if anybody wants advice in this area, Schultz & Myers Law Firm, Stephen, you guys will represent people in this area. But personal injury is really the specialty for you guys. You guys have really made a huge name in St. Louis in that area.
Yes. Yep.
And I'm sure some of these debt collection, there's a crossover into personal injury, I would assume, too.
There is. And here's the crossover. You know, when people are involved in car accidents, they get medical bills, and sometimes those medical bills go to collection agencies, and that's how it comes into my practice. And I want to tell folks that, you know, most lawyers who work on fair debt collection practices at cases require retainers, so that's an upfront deposit for a lawyer. We don't do that. We work on those on a contingency fee basis. We get a contingency fee on what we collect. So if we don't collect anything, you don't owe us a dime. So that kind of helps people because they have equal access to good lawyers like us without paying upfront money.
Very nice. So if you're in a situation where you could use advice in that area, reach out to Stephen. Best number to reach him, 314-444-4444.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Right.
444. It's nice and easy.
Yep.
Love that. Or visit your website at schultzmyers.com.
You got it.
Great site. Tons of good information. And Stephen, your wealth of information as usual.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, very good. Thanks for coming in. So coming up, we're going to be covering the insurance myths that you don't want to miss. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.